You're on with the Real Sports Guys, our pre-tournament show, as we prepare. We're happy to have VCU Rams Associate Head Coach Mike Rhodes on with us. How you doing, Coach?
All right, doing great. Watching a lot of tape, getting ready for our next game.
That's right. You got the Shockers coming up. Coach, before we get in to talking about your game with the Shockers, one of the things that's been exciting about watching your team is that this team has a different makeup than the team that made the run to the Final Four. You have, you know, one senior, Bradford Burgess, that is your leading scorer, but you have a different makeup to this team. Can you talk a little bit about the makeup of your squad that's getting ready for the tournament?
Sure, you bet. Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of new faces. We have a lot of guys that have bigger roles and new roles. And, you know, Bradford Burgess, who had a great run through the NCAA tournament last year as a junior, is really our only guy back with major, major minutes and, you know, and a huge role in the past. And, you know, of course, we have guys that have stepped up. Darius Theus, who played a great game in the championship game against Drexel. He's been a catalyst for us as this year went on. And then Troy Daniels and Rob Vandenberg, two young guys that have roles have stepped up. And then we've gotten great production from some really young guys, Briante Weber and Travian Graham, and of course, Javonte Redick and DJ Haley. Those guys have really stepped up. And I don't think anyone thought we'd be in this position. But what I think we did was we just kept getting better every week, every month, and we put ourselves in a position at the end of the year to try to win our league, and we did that.
I mean, when you think about you won six straight games, 17, I believe, the past 18 games that you play, you certainly put some things together here down the stretch. Folks probably don't realize you're number one in the nation in steals per game and turnover margin. How have you been able to get your team to commit to that style of play?
Well, right from the bat, that was the way we were going to play when Coach got here to VCU and Shaka. You know, this is Shaka pretty much said from day one, this is how we're going to play. We're going to play a fun way. We're going to play a lot of guys. So, number one, we recruited from that way. And then it wasn't, you know, Coach Grant, who's now in Alabama, you know, some of his players that were here when we got here, they were able to play that way. And I think we just ramped it up a little bit more. And, of course, you've heard us say that, you know, coaches terms our program and our style havoc. And a lot of guys play with that approach. And we recruit to it, and then that's how we play every day. We really get after each other every day. We push the ball. We shoot a lot of threes. And I think on one end we like to say there's a lot of freedom as long as you play together. And the other end, we're going to harass the opponent and make it as uncomfortable as possible. And it's a fun way to play, and I think it's a tough way to prepare and a tough style to play against. And I think it's really helped us and helped us in a lot of areas.
I mean, as you look at you're preparing for Wichita State, you know, they have you know, a big fella inside, 7-footer, Garrett Stutz. Talk about how you got that preparation for the game, you're preparing for the Shockers.
Well, the only good thing about playing a team like Wichita State is we played them last year in the bracket buster out at Wichita, and we ended up coming out of that with a one-point win. Joey Rodriguez hit two foul shots with eight-tenths of a second left to get a one-pointer and get out of there. So we're both familiar with each other, but we have to do a really good job with our young guys of getting prepared for the moment, to understand that these guys are very, very talented, and they're very good. They've beaten a lot of really good teams this year, played a really tough schedule. So, you know, we have our hands full for sure. But you know, our style of play, and hopefully the way we approach the NCAA tournament and conference tournament, that our guys will be prepared and excited. But guarding guys like Ragland and Stutz, bunch of other guys, they're very talented.
You're on with the Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com. We're on with Mike Rhodes, assistant head coach for the VCU Rams. Coach, 28-6, you're back in the tournament. A lot of folks are highlighting you as a team that can have some success in the first round. you know, how do you feel in terms of that second time around? Expectations are a little bit different. You're not in a play-in game. How have you helped to kind of manage the emotions as you're preparing for this this game against the Shockers?
Well, we got to take the same approach that we've been taking all year long, especially having a young team. There'll be some neat things on TV about VCU and on SportsCenter and on the radio about our guys. Let's take that all in, but understand our approach is to win a game over 40 minutes. And the neat thing for our guys that last year, a lot of people said we shouldn't have been in the tournament. Well, this year we took care of that. So there's a confidence there that, hey, we do belong. But everyone's still picking Wichita State and saying we're not going to advance. So we know we're still the underdog, and we're still going to take an underdog approach. But, we don't have to be Wichita State or any teams that are in our bracket 7 out of 10 times, or it's not a best-of-7 series. It's only one game, and that's the approach. If we can play well and put 40 minutes together, anything can happen.
One of the things, and I think you hit on a really good point, in terms of this whole idea of fighting respect for respect. The Colonial Athletic Association, the CAA conference, last year, like you said, a lot of folks said that you shouldn't have been in the tournament. Y'all used that as motivation to push on and push to the Final Four. You know, when you think about some of your associates, your colleagues at Drexel who didn't get in, what is it going to take for mid-majors to get the kind of respect that you need, given the runs we've seen you make and the runs we've seen Butler make? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the only way you could change people's thinking is that mid-majors consistently beat high majors over and over again throughout the course of the season. The tough thing is high majors aren't going to schedule very good mid-majors throughout the course of the season. So that's really hard. Anytime a good mid-major can get on the schedule of a high major, you got to take that opportunity and you got to run with it. And then you got to find ways to win those games. That's probably the only way, in my mind. You have your big-time conferences and the traditional powers. Everybody wants to think the same as about those schools, which many of them gain that respect. That's how it goes. I understand that. But I think the scheduling part, you just try your hardest to get in some tournaments with some high majors. You maybe work some relationships where you can get in, get on their floor, you meet a neutral side, or you get a home-and-home, and find a way to play those teams and beat them. But you're right. It's hard. We're trying to break a mold over a long, long time, and people don't like to change like that. And they don't want to always see VCU on that prime time spot on ESPN or CBS playing and beating the big timers. But our job is when we get out there and we tip the ball up, doesn't matter who we play. Let's be prepared. Let's give ourselves a chance to win. And so many mid majors throughout the country have been doing that the last few years. I hope, and I feel really bad for Drexel. They put themselves in a great position, and we really thought they were going to get in. They're a very, very good team, and I think if they were in the tournament, you'd be talking about them like you're talking about us, without a doubt.
You're on with the Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com. We're on with assistant head coach Mike Rhodes. Coach, I'm a product of a small liberal arts college environment. And so in some ways your story, you're like a guy after my own heart. You started out Division III at Randolph-Macon College, now you're here coaching, about to go into the tournament. You met Coach Smart in Detroit at the Final Four, and then he offered you a job sometime after there. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like to work with Coach Smart?
It's been phenomenal. Over the course of the last 3 years, not only have I worked for a guy that I truly respect, and the way he goes about things is what I believe in. I've gained a great friend. We spent so much time together, our coach and staff, and our approach is hands-on with our players. We spend so much time with our players. We've built, you build great relationships with the guys you work for. And I think one of the greatest strengths of our program, besides the kids and how good of kids we have in our program, is how well our coaching staff gets along and how we look after each other. And that's led by Shock. His leadership skills for a young coach are off the charts. And the way he can make environments so, you know, coach-friendly and player-friendly. It's been a lot of fun. I knew Shocks a little bit before he got this job at VCU, and just running into him on the road. We had some mutual friends, and I was at Randolph Macon for 10 years as the head coach. I got the job at 25. I was Coach Nunley, Hal Nunley's assistant, and Randolph Macon, his coach, had to retire because of his health, and I thought I would be moving on to a low Division I school and try to work up the ranks of college coaching. And the coach only came down in my office in May of 96 and said, I have to retire because of my health. The president's going to call me and offer a job. And that started my coaching career as a head coach. And I always wanted to move up the ladder, but you know, I was in a great place, and I'm a big small college fan. It's a great high. I think it's a high quality basketball and some great coaches. And I could have been around all thinking forever, but I had this itch. And when Shaka got to VCU, I'd love to get on his staff. It's a possibility. We met at the Final Four in Detroit. I'm a Villanova fan growing up, being outside of Philadelphia where I grew up. And Villanova was in the Final Four that year, and I didn't see 1 second of that game. I was meeting in a restaurant with Shaka. And we went from there. 2 days later, I came down to VCU. I'm only about 50 minutes away. Randolph Macon's pretty close. We sat down, we talked again. He offered me a job, and I took it. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's a pretty neat story, because sometimes you think you're not sure if you're going to get opportunities. But I think if you just keep plugging along, keep believing, keep meeting people, you keep trying to fight the right fight, some good things happen. And I'm truly blessed.
That's an incredible point, Coach, and we appreciate having you on the show. And one of the things
we want to do before we let you go,
on The Real Sports Guys, we've been ranking the top NBA players of all time, and we split on Wilt and Michael, and we've been asking all the coaches we've been talking to, all you coaches are hoop historians. And so,
absolutely,
when you think about the best player of all time, Wilt or Jordan, or do you have someone else you probably place as the best player all time in the NBA?
I was a Jordan fan growing up. I'm not a Carolina fan, but I was a Jordan fan. so I have to go with Jordan. I would say I was a Boston Celtics fan growing up, so I always heard all these stories about Bill Russell. So I don't know if individually you can't go wrong with those two. I would give it to Jordan, but I think Bill Russell's pretty darn close because of how many games he's won. And he did it without scoring. So, but I'll take Jordan. I can't, you know, my players here. If I picked somebody else, those guys would probably beat me up. So I'm gonna stick with Michael Jordan, like so many other people.
Well, Coach, I went with Jordan. Yeah, I went with Jordan. I think great minds think alike. So
You got that right.
I'm certainly glad you did it. I definitely want to wish you well against the Shockers. You're one of the teams that I believe can make some noise. And thank you for coming to the show. We hope we can have you back.
Oh, anytime. I'd love to. Anytime we can talk hoops and VCU basketball and doing it the right way, hey, hit me up anytime. I'd love to be on your show.
All right. This is Associate Head Coach Mike Rhodes with the VCU Rams. They're going to be playing the Wichita State Shockers. It's going to be a great game. We're looking forward to it. You're with The Real Sports Guys. This is our pre-show tourney special. We're excited, and we'll catch you next time with our next coach. Looking forward to it. Until next time.